You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Rangers P's and C's have reported to Surprise, Arizona. Jared Sandler getting ready to hop on a plane and head that way as well. The KNC masterpiece of the G-Bag Nation will be meeting him out there in under 10 days now. So it's a very exciting time with the Rangers season about to get rolling. And Jared Sandler joins us now here on the D&M Leasing Hotline on a Friday morning with Sean and RJ. Sean and RJ back next week. I'm Eric Schiaffalo. Jared, good morning. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. So would you be more Sean or RJ, you think?
RJ, probably.
He's Italian.
Yeah.
He's not like sending Peyton 20 audio cuts to pull. So probably more RJ.
I'm playing like seven.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not throwing pens at people and whatnot, you know?
Does that mean I'm more Sean, Jared?
No, because you're just Bobby.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't think anyone, that's not, there's no sense in trying to make any kind of comparison.
There's no comp for
Bob. You might be more like Orlovsky.
Hey.
Otherwise, you're.
Wow.
Oh, am I not,
I don't like that.
That's the most offensive thing you could say to him.
That's a low blow.
Yeah, I don't like that. Hey, do you want to hear my, before we get started, do you want to hear, we did DFW Sports Valentine's cards.
Okay.
Do you want to hear my one that I did for the Rangers?
Sure.
Okay. If you were a first pitch, I'd be Corey Seager because I want to hit it.
That was pretty good.
It's good, right? Thank you.
I like that. Yeah.
I have a better one I can read.
Oh, yeah. Read one of those.
These are all written by Bobby, by the way. If you're Rob Pelinka, I'm Nico Harrison because I want you to bleep me in a Dallas coffee shop.
I like it. It's good.
Jared, by Patrick Dumont because I'd like to marry a virgin.
Oh, jeez.
Jared, when do you get on the airplane?
Why'd you throw that one at him and throw him completely off?
Yeah. The flight's in a couple hours.
Storyline number one that you're tracking. Everybody wants to know about the closer and things like that, but what are your baseball eyeballs going to be zeroing in on?
Sorry. I need like a reset.
Those were so good, weren't they?
The one of the biggest things for me, and yeah, you mentioned the closer, so we'll push that aside. And this is not something that we're going to be able to like notice in a day or in a couple days. And I'm not sure that we'll get a definitive answer from the Rangers, but I'm just curious what their plan is with Kamar Rocker. And to a lesser degree, I'm curious what their plan is with Jacob deGrom. The reason I'm less concerned about that, I'm sure they don't want Jacob deGrom to throw 200 innings, but as long as Jacob deGrom stays healthy, I'm sure they'll be able to figure out, you know, a way to navigate, you know, whatever would be best for him physically. And if that's 150, 160 innings, then, you know, I'm not worried that, you know, that's going to create any sort of, you know, road bumps or hurdles along the way. You know, maybe they skip a start here or there. If there's a stretch of, you know, 17 games in 17 days, maybe, you know, they add a sixth starter in during that stretch, you know, to give him an extra day. I mean, there are lots of things you could do. I guess I'm just not sure what their plan is with Kamar Rocker. And maybe their plan is, hey, Kamar, go throw 150 innings. And if that's the case, then similarly to DeGrom, you know, you get 25 to 30 starts out of him, and, you know, it really isn't anything abnormal. But what if, you know, they don't want to go above 120 innings? Will he start the season in the rotation? Will he end the season in the rotation? Will he maybe have a stint in the bullpen to limit innings? What are they going to do with him? How are they going to handle him? And, you know, with innings for pitchers and health and pitchers and all this stuff, their ideas of what makes sense, but there's not a right answer. No one really knows. And that's what makes this conversation equal parts fascinating, equal parts frustrating. If the Rangers were not planning on contending, if this was 2021, this isn't that interesting of a conversation, right? They're probably not going to push Kamar Rocker to an unnecessary degree. Maybe, you know, he gets about 100 to 120 innings and you take a step forward and then you go from there. But the Rangers are a legitimate contending team. And so they got to balance the development piece with the competitive piece. And sometimes that leads to some interesting conversations.
Jared Sandler joining us here on Sean and RJ on 105 The Fan. Jared, talking about DeGrom there, one of the things I remember we were kind of kicking around at the end of the season last year on the show was, you know, DeGrom was getting hit pretty hard when he came back. Was that just natural expectation of like, hey, he'd been off for a little while, he's not going to be perfect the same sort of way? Or was there anything concerning about the way he was pitching at the end of last year that you go like, okay, maybe he did lose something here over the course of these, you know, 12 to 15 months coming back?
No, yeah. I mean, Bobby, it's possible that on April 15th, you know, he's had a few starts and we're looking like, man, you know, it does look different than prior to, you know, his second Tommy John. But I'm not concerned at all right now. I mean, I look at that as like a oddly placed spring training for Jacob DeGrom with, you know, the off season right around the corner. I mean, I think it was just about getting out there, getting comfortable again. And I'm not saying this to be a smart aleck, but, you know, I'd much rather, you know, Jacob DeGrom have been in the position he was in than Tyler Mahle coming back from Tommy John, right? And Tyler Mahle appears to be healthy, ready to go. But, you know, I think with DeGrom, just the fact that he came out of those starts healthy was huge, whereas Tyler Mahle, you know, had a couple of trips to the mound and then, you know, they had to shut him down. And, you know, I think guys come back from Tommy John and respond from Tommy John, you know, differently. And I think just, again, getting DeGrom back on the mound, letting him get those reps, coming out healthy, having a healthy off season, I think are all really important things. And yeah, I mean, it's his second Tommy John, and there's not, you know, it's not like guys after their second Tommy John necessarily are, you know, there's a long track record of success stories. I mean, Nathan Eovaldi is maybe the strongest case in Major League Baseball for that. But DeGrom is, you know, he is unique, right? The things he does and can do are just beyond comprehension at times. And I think that there's a lot of optimism that we're going to see that version of Jacob DeGrom this year.
Talking with Jared Sandler here before he heads off to Surprise Arizona and soaks in a bunch of Ranger spring training action. What are your big questions about the lineup right now?
Well, I guess I'm curious what Bruce Bochy is going to do at the top. You know, my guess is Marcus Semien is this team's leadoff hitter when the season starts. But if Marcus does not look more like 2023 Marcus, then, you know, I'd be curious if they reshuffle things. And, you know, I think Marcus is a very routine oriented guy. And I'm sure, you know, first of all, he wants to be the leadoff hitter. He takes pride in that. But my guess is, you know, if he's not the leadoff hitter, he just kind of wants to have a spot and know what his spot is. And the reason I bring that up is, you know, Marcus last year in a down year against lefties still had, you know, good enough numbers where you're like, yeah, this guy can be the leadoff hitter. But it was against righties, you know, in which he really struggled. And I don't know if Marcus is the type of guy who wants to lead off against lefties, but then hit.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Somewhere else against righty. So I think he likes to have some consistency in that regard, but I guess we'll find out. But that to me is a big question. I mean, just starting right there, because I do have questions about where Evan Carter will hit or Wyatt Langford and what Bruce Bochy will do with those guys, but it all starts with the leadoff spot. And, I think that, again, if Marcus does not get off to it doesn't need to be like a player of the month type start, but if he just doesn't get off to a good start, I think that you're going to have some conversations early on and some chatter about, hey, what should we do with the leadoff spot? Because last year's version of Marcus Semien was not the type of guy who, you want leading off or need leading off in front of someone like Corey Seager. I think what's going to be exciting is what's after Corey. Josh Smith was really good last year. I mean, he was a silver slugger as a utility player, but he wasn't a guy that struck a lot of fear in opposing pitchers. He wasn't the type of guy who was going to really make you pay in a big way by pitching around Corey Seager. And so teams did pitch around Corey Seager. I think the Rangers are going to be way better equipped to at least make teams think how they want to handle those matchups. Corey Seager is one of the best hitters on the planet. You're not going to just say, well, Wyatt Langford or Jock Peterson or whomever is sitting behind him, let's just serve him up a fastball first pitch. But, I think the Rangers are going to be better positioned to make teams pay for pitching around Corey Seager. And I think that's going to be I think that was a point of emphasis this offseason.
Jared, I think Donnie Ecker and the Rangers talked a little bit about some tweaks they did to Wyatt Langford during the season in terms of like weight distribution and other things that basically were like bad cat habits that don't necessarily burn you as often in college and the minors, that when you get up to the majors, they can be a problem. Like Fangraphs had this article up about this last fall. Do you think that those tweaks are the reason why we saw the guy that we did at the end of September and that hitter that we saw to end the season? It's like, yeah, that's more likely to be what you're going to get out of Wyatt Langford in 2025.
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination, Bobby. I think that absolutely played a role. But when Donnie, and I don't remember when the tweaks were first reported, but when the tweaks were first made, it didn't yield immediate results. And that's in part because Wyatt had to get comfortable with that swing and get comfortable with his body and develop a little bit of consistency. But I think that was a part of it. I just think understanding, I mean, Wyatt talked a lot about understanding how pitchers were pitching him as the year went on and making adjustments. And, I don't remember at what point in the season it became a little bit of a story, but he was getting hosed on a lot of calls too. I think Wyatt and Mookie Betts by far and away at one point in the year had the most strikes called against him on pitches that were outside of the zone. And I think Wyatt had the most strike three calls on pitches that were outside of the zone. But I just think what we saw was your standard I shouldn't say standard. There's not a lot standard about him. But what you'd expect from a young player who had barely even touched the minor leagues with some of the ups and downs. Remember, he had a really rough April and then got hurt in May that gave him an opportunity to reset. Player of the month in June. July and August weren't necessarily dazzling, and then rookie of the month in June, and then player of the month in September. And you know, the cool thing, you know, from my perspective, Bobby, talking to opposing players, and one conversation in particular with Jose Trevino, when Wyatt played the Yankees before he had the walk-off grand slam, the day he prior to that game, you know, Jose's like, I don't care what this guy's numbers are. This guy is going to be a stud. Like, you can just, you can tell with the strength, the athleticism, the way, you know, his approach in the plate. And he was like, you know, it's not even about what I've seen these couple games. It's like just watching film on him. And that's really cool. When you get compliments like that from players around the league, you know, they know, they see things, they see players and hitters every single day. You know, there are a lot of people who are running to just compliment Wyatt Langford, even if his batting average is like .220. They're like, no, this guy is going to be a stud.
It's Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan, getting ready to head off to Surprise, Arizona for Rangers spring training. Jared, I have pieced together a couple of potential concession menu items to tie in Ranger players to some concessions. So I'd like to tee some up for you, and you tell me if you think these would belong at Globe Life Field for Rangers fans to consume.
Yeah, have you sent these over to our pal Casey Rath?
I'm going to. Okay. I'm going to workshop them in the clubhouse with the players, make sure they feel good about them. And then hopefully our guy Casey will take this and run. We'll start with the Simeon Toast Crunch.
Ooh, I love that. That's great.
Okay.
Or anything cinnamon, really. You can do Simeon rolls, whatever.
Absolutely. I have a corny Seeger, which is just a nice, good old-fashioned corn dog.
Okay. I like Simeon Toast Crunch better.
Loaded DeGromlet.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's. I feel like you're really catering to the 1 o'clock game for people who might want some breakfast, or maybe the breakfast for dinner crowd.
Isn't Texas? Yeah. I feel like Texas is a breakfast for dinner state. Like, I feel like that's pretty common in the South.
I think that human beings should be open to breakfast at any time of the day,
true,
personally.
Kyle Higashi Okra.
All right, that's going to be more niche. the Southern crowd's going to like that. You know, I think, isn't okra like a big Southern dish that's big in SEC country?
Yes, 100% it is. We have a marshmallow pie.
I like that.
We have Josh Spores Head cold cut sandwiches.
That's interesting. Maybe a little more of a stretch, but I appreciate the effort on that one. I think, let's see. My stomach literally just growled. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it's making me hungry.
What about a smash burger? A Jake smash burger?
Oh, okay, that's good. But you know what? I feel like you've got to be. That one's just put on a tee. Like, that's a tough one to get, like, wow. Like, the Simeon Toast Crunch, that's great.
Chocolate chip cookies.
What's that?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, I like that. You know what you should do? You should find a way to make a Jake Burger menu item that actually, like, has nothing to do with a burger, and that's going to get people like, oh, my gosh. Like, I didn't even think of that, right? Because they're so – you got to zig when they think you're going to zag on that one, I feel like.
No, that's a great point. Yeah. We have Adobo Garcia. We also have Rocker Road ice cream. Throw that in the Bluebell line. Let's party.
We like the Kamar items.
Maybe too. some Dane dumplings. Texture wrote that in earlier.
Okay. So can I tell you something? I was thinking about it as Higashioka, because Higashioka is in his family comes from Japan, Japanese heritage. Dane Dunning is family from Korea. I don't know if dumplings are big in Korea, but I appreciate the tie into like an Asian cuisine there, given his heritage.
Amen. Okay, it sounds like we're off to a good start here. We're going to get this to the powers that be at Globe Life Field, see if we can get these menu items.
I want to say that you should capitalize on Dallas anger, though, right now, and just create like a 5,000-calorie nacho plate and just call it the Luca.
I thought you were going to say like have like some item that you can – just smash and like break like a in one of those glass what's it anger rooms
yeah.
but like an item that gives you satisfaction
item
and, name it something else.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Jared, we appreciate your thoughts on all of this. Thank you so much. Have a safe trip and we'll see you out there. G-Bag Nation KNC Masterpiece in like 9 days, bro. Can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait, fellas. See you later.
There he goes, Jared Sandler, right here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. What's up, Bob?
And while you're there in Surprise, Arizona, we will be in the middle of that week. The morning show will be off in Indianapolis. We'll be live from the NFL Scouting Combine.
Yes, coming up next, an opportunity for great, delicious barbecue and football fellowship tomorrow in Dallas. I'll give you the details on that. And Bobby has some issues with the Woolly Bully. Next, right here on The Fan.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.